Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm so happy to have you with me today. When I think about people that are out there, they're listening to this podcast, they're growing in the Word of God. My prayer is that you will learn to study the Bible in this way. When you take it verse by verse and line by line, you get more out of it. You can really understand the Scripture, not taking Scripture out of context, but really studying the Word of God so that you can grow in your walk with the Lord and learn His ways. That's why we always want to pray when we begin our study. It's what I do. I pray before I read and study the Word of God, ask Him to bless us. And so let's do that together. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your Word. It is such a joy to have it before us. Lord, we never want to take it for granted. As my old Sunday school teacher used to say, someday they may take away Your Bible. And Lord, I pray that we would never take Your Word for granted. We ask You to bless us with it today, to lead us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit, and to empower us to live according to that truth by the same. We bless You, and again, we're so grateful for Your Word today. And we thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Abased, Abound, Full, and Hungry. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 12. As Paul the Apostle continued his words of commendation to the Philippians for their care for him, he included that he knew how to be content within whatever circumstances he found himself. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12, Paul expounds upon this idea with examples of extremes he experienced while being a Christian. We read, "I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." The verse begins, "I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound." Paul begins his examples with "I know," which means to perceive, notice, discern, or discover. Paul experienced the events he listed, such as how to be abased, or to be made low, brought low, to level, reduced to a plain, or to be humbled. Paul also knew how to abound, which means to exceed a fixed number of measure, to be left over and above a certain number of measure, to be over, to remain, to have preeminence and excel. Paul had been humbled in his life, and he had been exalted. The verse continues, "Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry." Paul includes "everywhere and in all things" to describe every event of his life, no matter where he was, what his circumstances were, or how his situations were working at the time. He was instructed, which means to initiate into the mysteries, to teach, fully instruct, or to accustom one to a thing. In these circumstances, Paul was made accustomed to both being full, or satisfied, and to being hungry, which is suffering need and want. Finally, the verse says, both to abound and to suffer need. As an addendum to his extreme examples, Paul adds again, both to abound and to suffer need. However, he employs a different term to describe to suffer need, which is the Greek word hysterio, from which we get our English word hysteria. Hysterio means behind, to come late or too tardily, to suffer want, to be devoid of, to lack, be inferior in excellence and worth. As though Paul wanted the Philippians to know he related to every circumstance they might face, he listed hysterio as one of the most distraught of places to be. As we ponder the various conditions that Paul experienced, perhaps we may be able to relate to his extremes. The question is, whether in those conditions we have learned, been instructed by the Lord Jesus as we face them. It seems that if we live long enough, we will have times where either one of these extremes may be present in our lives. The key is to rely upon the Lord for stability and being grounded as Paul learned in his life. Perhaps our prayer should be to recognize the Lord's hand is with us, no matter what state our life is in. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians what he can do with the help of Christ. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.